Hello, welcome to the Narva Volunteers podcast. Today's interview guest is Demi from Georgia. In this interview, you may notice some random interruptions and questions, and that's because we recorded it on Instagram Live, so the audience asked us questions and we tried to answer them as we went along, but still we stuck, at least I hope so, to our regular topic. So please excuse the interruptions and enjoy the interview.
Tere!
Zdravo!
Hallo!
Kamaljoba!
Bonjour!
There you are! Hi, Demi! Anyway, let's do our interview. How are you today? How's your day been?
My day was so good. I spent the first half at my hosting organization. So far, so good. What about you?
Very chill. I've been preparing the interview for a bit. I've been doing my Russian lessons. What's your hosting organization and what do you do there?
My hosting organization is Cow Cake in the Garden. So I'm doing, I'm basically assisting teachers and by the way, also making my own activities. Like planning projects, doing it with kids, as you see in the background. And yeah, that's it. It's pretty interesting, relaxing, and very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to ask you more about that later, why you work in a kindergarten. But I want to start, like in all the other interviews, by asking what were you in high school? What kind of person were you in high school? What did you do in school? And maybe also you can tell what's different about high school where you're from and to Estonian.
So that's the pretty big topic. My school period and years, it's kind of separated. And the reason why it's like that is... I kind of changed my life when I started high school. I mean, I lost around 50 kilos, so it affected all my life. Like, I was a totally different person, and I started discovering things like a new person because I was different, my body, my lifestyle, everything. So, and because of the because of this reason, I spend more time for discovering things and not like being concentrated only about studying and doing my homeworks. And yeah, like it kind of affected my studies, this change of my life. So at school, I was like in the middle. From the scale of 1 mm-hmm. to 10, I was like 8 maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the fact that you didn't study too much didn't affect your grades?
I studied enough. I studied enough, let's say. I had opportunity to study more, but I spent this time for other things. And I can say that it was worth it because I have a lot of good memories from those times.
That's great. How would you say to people from Estonia what's different about your high school in Georgia and maybe even your city?
Difference between high school. So I studied in the private school, so it's very different. We had different timetable for lessons. We studied only the subjects, what we needed for the future. For our profession.
So you already kind of had to decide in high school what you want to do later?
Yeah, that's the problem of educational system.
Okay, and what did you choose when you were in high school? And was it right? Is it the same thing that you do now or is it something completely different?
Yeah, it's directly connected to my profession. I finished law. So my favorite subjects from what I studied, it was history, and we have one subject called civil education, which is basically about human rights and little details what civilians they should know about their rights.
And so, okay, my next question is, did you, because you said you know that you want to do social studies or do something in social sector in high school, because those were the subjects you chose. Did you already know what kind of job you want to do?
When I finished middle school during last year, I already knew that there will be some time that I need to manage my life on my own. I need to have income, and I thought like I needed to choose. So when I thought about professions and what I would like to do in my future, I just decided, because I had a really good examples of people around me. They were lawyers, and I liked it. I decided to study law because of that reason. But studying law, it's not only being lawyer, it can be something different, and that's the part what I like.
Okay. And that sounds interesting. You were inspired by the people that surrounded you. Were they your family or friends, or who inspired you?
Some of them family members, but other people from all over the world. We have a lot of good examples. Impressive. It was impressive for me watching these people, listening their knowledge about being lawyer, about studying law, and that's what inspired me to choose my career, to choose my degree.
Okay, someone is asking, describe yourself in 5 sentences. Maybe we can squeeze it in between.
My brother.
Ah, I saw the last name. I was like, maybe it's your brother. What would you say? 5 sentences about yourself. Maybe connected with what you do, where you work, what you do now, blah, blah, blah.
So 5 sentences, it's a little bit more, but let's do it. I like to meet new people. I like to listen good music. I like to concentrate when I'm studying new cases, or when I'm working on the new cases. I like to concentrate, and I don't want to have something else to think about. So I'm trying to solve everything beforehand. And then afterwards, I'm starting my work and my studies. And 4. I like to, I'm trying to cook good. And fifth sentence.
Maybe with the 5th sentence, you can answer Andrea's question.
Who is your favorite Italian person, right?
Yeah.
Of course, Andrea.
That's 5 sentences about you. So how do these things that you described, that you like to focus on things and you like to meet new people, how is that reflected in what you do in your job, or what you did in your job previously?
So the meeting new people and concentrating is so important for what I studied and what I do, because the more contacts you have, it's better for you, like, because you get more opportunities, you get more chances for your life. And it's affected my life, because I got a lot of new chances to follow them. And
So I'm wondering, how do you go from being a lawyer or working at a law firm to working in a kindergarten in Estonia?
So answer is that I was involved in the volunteering projects from my teenage years. Germany, Turkey, Lithuania, now Estonia, and a couple of local ones. The thing is that all of the projects, they were connected to educational system. So, as I said, I worked in a different countries with different organizations and in a different educational systems. So then I understood more about problems of educational systems in each country, and I understood that there is a lot of room for improvement. So I kind of decided to set this challenge for myself and work on it to change something as a lawyer or as a legal advisor in this realm. Because when you choose your master's degree after your bachelor's in law, you can choose very small specific directions. That's what I'm gonna do, and that's why I'm working in this project as a.
Do you have an idea for your master's yet?
Let's see. So far, not a specific one, but yeah.
Because you're kind of investigating the different education systems and you want to kind of look around in different countries, what is the problem that you notice in every country? What's going wrong wherever you've been? Because you've been to, also, you've told me you've been to Berlin
Yeah,
and I know all the problems from education system in Berlin, and you probably know all the problems in Georgia and now all the problems in Estonia. So what do the problems have in common?
the biggest problem is people when they are studying, they are like forced into the system without any other choices. And also teachers, they are part of this educational system which someone created a long time ago, and now everyone is into that. So for me, that's a big problem. At least all of the people involved in the project, they should have choices. I think that firstly, this problem needs to fixed, and afterwards probably different things as well. Not probably, of course.
Okay, so people are don't really have a choice and are just kind of made to do what they're doing. Someone in the comments was asking, what's your main drive? What's your force or your motivation? Because you're not forced to do your job, but you still do it probably very well. And what's your
Yeah,
motivation?
I like to contribute a cause which I care about. So I care about humans is like I care about human rights to not be violated. Yeah, that's it gives me motivation to contribute this cause. So it's important for me, then that's what I'm do that's why I'm doing this stuff.
How is work in your kindergarten? Do you feel like your expectations are fulfilled to your volunteering experience?
It's more than fulfilled, I can say, because they are great people, not only hosting organization. I want to underline Vita team. People there, they are so good, so great in the relationship with the volunteers, and yeah, it's as you said, it's fulfilled my expectations about the project, what I had beforehand. Yeah.
Okay, and to kind of round this interview up, what will you take from this experience? How will it help you in the future? Maybe for your master's degree or for other things, even personally. What have you learned? What will you take home from this experience?
Personally, I will take a lot of stuff like friends, relationships, contacts, and additional little details. But if it comes to my profession, as I said, this project is additional step in my career. So I will take this as a step to go to the next level. I will use all the knowledge what I will get here, and yeah, that's my big, probably 1 year is like big step to the next level. Yeah.
And Camille asked earlier, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Maybe are you still thinking about Narva in 5 years?
I can see myself 5 year in 5 years somewhere in the Brazil, Rio.
Okay, yeah, that's very specific. Why not? my last question, I think I've said this 3 times, that's my last question, but I still have one question left.
What advice would you give people that are choosing a career now? Because that's kind of why we're doing these interviews. And what helped you the most choosing your career?
So, firstly, everyone relax. It's not a very big deal if you deal with this problem correctly. First advice is to try and experience different things in your lives. Use every opportunity, and because it will help you to find something interesting for you, to find something that really motivates you as a worker and as an employee. And the next one is to think about your future, what you would like to do in your future, what gives you happiness, what gives you what brings joy in your life. And when you will combine these two things, then you can find your career choice.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds very good. Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss.
Ein freies Top, was ακούσατε?
A plus.
Nach und
das Luschanjong.